I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. School districts across the state, including Colorado Springs, are hopeful voters will agree to provide millions of dollars in funding this November. KUNC economy reporter Jackie Fortier has more.
Mill levies, which only apply to property owners, are one of the few ways that school districts can ask voters for money. The demand and need is largely due to diminishing funding from the state, which has invoked the negative factor since 2010, a budgetary maneuver that allows it to pay school districts less than the state's funding formula mandates. The fiscal year's budget increases the negative factor to around $880 million. Underfunding coupled with the state's booming population has left districts scrambling. Many have earmarked dollars they hope will be approved by voters to increase teacher pay so they don't lose them to higher paying districts or other states. I'm Jackie Fortier.
More than 2 years after landslides destroyed 27 Colorado Springs homes, the city is preparing to buy those properties using $5.94 million from a federal disaster declaration. The city has issued a request for proposals to conduct forensic engineering, using civil and structural engineers to review how the houses and land were damaged and to what extent. Bids are due in mid-October. Once a firm is selected and does the work, city officials will reorder the priority list, of which homeowners get bought out first. Colorado's Republican Party has voted down an attempt by some of its members to cancel the 2018 primary in order to block unaffiliated voter participation. Colorado voters last year approved changes that allowed the state's 1.4 million unaffiliated voters to cast ballots in either the Democratic or Republican primary. Unaffiliated voters make up the bulk of voters in Colorado. The state's two major parties have about 1 million voters each. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.